Has the suspect been taken? One police officer saying yes, he has. And now the Boston Police Department actually tweeting out that the suspect is in custody. I'm joined by John.
As the events of the Boston Marathon bombing unfolded and police hunted for the perpetrators, reporters turned to Twitter for the latest developments. Their best source? The Boston Police Department.
What was incredible about it was they actually corrected mainstream media who were basically, releasing inaccurate information as this case unfolded in real time.
Manchester Lieutenant Maureen Tessier, the department's public information officer, welcomes bringing a similar approach to New Hampshire's largest police department.
We think that the social media is something that potentially could create a much broader base of communication with our community and also engage a lot of more folks. I think, the younger group out there, they're not sitting home watching Channel 9, but they are checking their Facebook page every 20 seconds.
But right now, Manchester has a long way to go before reaching Boston's level of social media prowess. The department has a Twitter account with some 2,500 followers, but rarely tweets, in fact, only about a dozen times this year. And it has no presence on Facebook. Chief David Mara says he is intrigued, but worries diving into social media without a plan could backfire.
That might discourage people if they're sending Twitter back to us or they're posting on, Facebook page. I just want to make sure that we have the resources so we can communicate back and forth.
A lot of law enforcement agencies do what I call treating it as a checkbox, and they just put up a Facebook page and get themselves on Twitter and then kind of stop there.
Massachusetts-based consultant Lori Stevens works with police departments across the country on using social media. She says while there is no shortage of law enforcement agencies using social media, very few are doing it well.
They don't really realize that there's so much more value to be had if they're a little more proactive and they had a plan and they knew what they wanted to do with it.
That's why she says Manchester is right to be cautious in jumping in without a plan. But she also says departments that wait too long are missing out. Stevens says most people want to help police solve crimes. And when police engage their followers, she says that shows they are willing to include residents in that process.
Then what happens when they need some help finding a suspect or a missing person or what have you, they're going to be more likely to get that help from the citizens if they've established that rapport.
A survey of 600 departments last year by the International Association of Chiefs of Police found that 92% use social media, primarily for criminal investigations. Three-quarters of those departments said social media had helped solve crimes.
For example, we're on LinkedIn. We also have a YouTube channel that we've put together as well as a Pinterest site.
Just down the road from Manchester, Merrimack Police Chief Mark Doyle ticks through the department's social media sites. Merrimack is a town about a quarter the size of the Queen City. Its department has fully embraced social media. Administrators work with detectives to ensure they are getting information out on social media as crimes happen. And Chief Doyle says they've seen results. Just that morning, a report of a missing 12-year-old girl was shared by many of the department's nearly 3,000 combined Facebook and Twitter followers.
We started to get information back in our communications division almost immediately because of that one instance this morning.
The missing girl was found in less than an hour. But Doyle says part of his job is also keeping up with trends. The department is currently exploring using Instagram.
There's a lot that's happening out there that I think for us to be as in touch with the community that we serve, we have to be cognizant of what our community is doing out there as far as social media goes.
Back at the Manchester Police Department, Lieutenant Tessier says she's eager for the department to move forward. But she also knows proper training is critical.
If we release too much information that potentially could prejudice a jury down the road during trial, that's where we run into some issues as well. But I don't really see that as a huge issue so much as just making sure that we keep it fresh and we keep it accurate.
That's why she plans to attend workshops this fall to learn more about the right way for Manchester to fight crime using new media tools. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.